If you're getting a yellow light or a red light, stop, slow down. If you don't manage the aha moments in your life, you're going to have self-inflicted moments. They're going to come. And some of them are very painful. And I look at people and I think, how can people make such decisions? And they probably look at me and say, how could he make such decisions?
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is the conclusion of his teaching, How to Have More Aha Moments. Now to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and I welcome you, not only you, Kurt, but everybody to the Intentional Living Center today. This has been a good week, as we've had from the beginning to now, focusing on these moments in our life, because life is really made up of moments. We tend to look back in our life. We don't see things like in weeks, or we don't see things in terms of even months. We see them in terms of moments, things that have occurred, moments in time, lifelines. And when we do in counseling, sometimes we'll put a lifeline together and look at the significant moments, times in life where decisions were made or crises occurred or oh-no moments happened or whatever that really changed the course of a life. And so we're focusing on having more aha moments as opposed to more oh-no moments. And the aha moments are those moments in life where you have a giant wake-up call to something that you never really thought about or never really was impressed with, and all of a sudden it comes to your awareness, and God had brought it there through His Holy Spirit, and you say, wow, now what? It gives you a great opportunity to think and take control of the direction for your life. How to have more aha moments. We're going to wrap up this series today. We'd love your feedback. If you have aha moments that you'd like to illustrate, to share with others, give us a call at 888-888-1717. When you press number 2, it'll take you right on into our comment line. We'd love to hear some of your aha moments in life as well. Now over to the teaching studio and more as we wrap up how to have more aha moments.
As a counselor, when someone comes in for counseling, they're going to gain more from me from the questions that I ask than from the statements that I make. Because the right question at the right time from the right person can change your life. And so asking questions of yourself, you ever do that? Are you the type of person? I do that. I do it all the time. I don't do it out loud because that's when they take you away, you know? What would be a better way of doing this than doing that? Why are we doing that? Is this really what God would have us do? Is this the most beneficial for everybody involved? Is there a better way of doing this? There are many questions that can be asked. And if you think about them and you allow them to really sort of percolate in your life, the answers that come out are amazing if you allow God to bring those answers out. Now, asking others can even be more profound because they're coming at their answers without the biases that we have in ourselves. So questions. Number 8 is biographies. You want to have aha moments? Read the biographies. There used to be a program that Moody produced called Stories of Great Christians, I think it was called. Remember that? We used to air that on the network many years ago. And it would be stories of great biographies of great Christians. And you'd hear their lives and, you know, the people of the past. But there are books that can be read of men and women who share their stories from the past of what they've learned and how they failed and how they succeeded. Great biographies can be powerful, Christians and others as well. Number 9, I can only do 10 because I'm running out of space. Journaling. You know why journaling is so important? If you saw my journal, by the way, you'd know I have a beautiful mind. just like the movie, right? I got Post-it notes in there, and I got thoughts with charts. That's really, it's a ridiculous thing, actually. I've told Donna, I've shared this before, after I'm dead, I want her to take all my stuff and just burn it because they're going to say, wow, he was really something. Yeah. But you know what journaling does? It takes all the thoughts that you have and forces it out of your hand with one word at a time. That's been helpful for somebody who's ADD, because you can't think of 1,000 things when you're writing one word. You can only think of that next word connected to the next word connected to the next word. The second thing that journaling does for me is I see patterns. I can go back in my journal and say, I shared that in April, and I wrote about that in May, and I wrote about that in June. What are you going to do about it? It shows the patterns of thinking, of issues, positive things, struggling things. I really encourage you, if you want to have an aha moment, to add to your list of things that you do journaling. And then number 10, I got to 9 and I couldn't think of a 10th one. And I really struggled with that for a while. And then it struck me, is it appropriate to say that when we want to have more aha moments, to do a gut check? And I thought about that in terms of, we're really talking about checking the spirit. Does sometimes the spirit just give you that right in your gut? You just know something is off or something is good. You know what I'm talking about? And the scripture, and I thought about this, and the scripture says in 1 John chapter 4, test the spirits to see if they're from God. And I think there are times that God, if we allow the Holy Spirit to reside in our life, there are times that the Holy Spirit just gives you that sense right there in your gut. You just know. You have that sense of that spirit sometimes. Something just needs to be explored a little more deeply here in my own life or whatever. Just, you're out of sync. Now, I'm not sure everybody has that experience. I have it from time to time. I think it's a foolish thing when we get that sense in our spirit that something is off and we move ahead anyway. That is a dangerous time in our lives.
You're listening to Dr. Andy's teaching from How to Have More Aha Moments. And he'll continue in just a moment. When you become a new monthly member, we'll send you the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes autographed copies of Dr. Randy's bestsellers, Starve for Affection and The Power of One Thing, The One Thing Wristband, and his coaching CDs every month. Call 1-888-1717 and press option number 4. Again, that's 1-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, or go to theintentionallife.com. Thanks. Don't go too far. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Is there a part of your job or week that you just dread? Does it hang over your head like a bad homework assignment? Use it to get more done. I'll tell you how.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
We all start the day with a list of stuff we want to get done. Only some people finish the list. How do they do it? Most likely they do the hardest task the first thing in the day. Your mind is the sharpest in the morning and you still have fresh energy and perspective. Don't waste it on the easy job. Take the thing you don't want to do and do it. When you check that off your list, you'll free up a bunch of brain space. And it makes everything else you do a little easier. So whether it's a difficult phone call or a hard piece of paperwork, knock it out the first thing. You can even use the fun task to reward yourself for getting the hard one done. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
When God leads you in a direction, you follow, even if you're not sure.
Susan's intentional one thing was to just take that first step of faith.
I'd lost everyone that I've ever loved, so it was very hard for me to open up my heart or my home. After we adopted the children, it has changed everything. It opened up our hearts to letting people in. There was a young girl in Germany with anorexia. She ended up coming to our home and living with us and received Christ as her Savior, took the gospel home to Germany, and her mother and father became saved, as did her brother, who became a missionary. She is now a pastor's wife, and they pastor a large church. I hope that it can be an encouragement to someone that is wondering, is this the right path? Love is always the right path. It will never fail.
One thing you can do is open your heart to just one person and watch what God does next. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to begin living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
I think there are times that God, if we allow the Holy Spirit to reside in our life, there are times that the Holy Spirit just gives you that sense right there in your gut. You just know. You have that sense of that Spirit sometimes. Something just needs to be explored a little more deeply here in my own life or whatever. Just, you're out of sync. Now, I'm not sure everybody has that experience. I have it from time to time. I think it's a foolish thing when we get that sense in our spirit that something is off and we move ahead anyway. That is a dangerous time in our lives. When you get that sense, either from someone that has said something to you, something you've read, prayer, all of these things we've talked about, if you're getting a yellow light or a red light, stop, slow down. Because we come back to what I was starting with earlier. If you don't manage the aha moments in your life, you're going to have self-inflicted moments. They're going to come. And some of them are very painful. And I look at people and I think, how can people make such decisions? And they probably look at me and say, how could he make such decisions? And I'm convinced that it's because back here, earlier in the game, God was, as Christians now, I'm speaking as Christians, talking to the Christian community, those of us that have the Spirit of God in us, right? That's who we are. That we're not having these spiritual aha moments when it comes to the things that we should be concerned about. Our relationship with Christ, relationship with other people, the practicality of our health, our finances, and our mission, and our ministry, and how, you know, all the things in life that are important that God moves through our lives with, the thousands of aha moments that we can experience. Here's the bottom line. I'd rather be Nehemiah than Jonah, because this is Jonah over here. Now, he eventually reacted in a way that saved him, right? I mean, he finally submitted. He wasn't thrilled about it. So if we have self-inflicted moments, it's a lot better to change than to not change and end up in a self-destructive place. Here's the thing. When you get to here and you have these moments, I think it's possible for us to feel very discouraged. Why do I keep having these patterns of things that happen in my life? Why is it these things continue to occur? And here it is, becomes self-fulfilling prophecy. We start thinking, that's just the way my life is, you know, just the way it operates, just it is what it is. And we can stop and realize that the Scripture teaches us that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9, that we can have a new life starting today. And as we go through 2018, my prayer for you all as a staff, for those who are members of our Intentional Living family who receive this, my prayer for you as well, is that you would intentionally say, I want more aha moments. Lord, and every time they occur, I want to journal it. Hey, aha, and put it down. God, what are you teaching me here? How am I going to change as a result of this? How am I going to grow as a result of this? And I'll tell you what, if we journaled the aha moments of our life and responded in an intentional, godly way, I am convinced 365 days from now, when we're going into 2019, we'd look back and say, hey, that was a better year. Doesn't mean you're not going to have a crisis. There's crises come, no matter how intentional you are. Crises are going to come no matter how many aha moments you have. Life is full of crisis moments. But you know what? The ones that are self-inflicted, the ones that are self-made, the ones that we do to ourselves, we do have control over. And that's really the focus, I think, for all of us. If we're going to be intentional to say, God, give me an aha moment, and through that, allow me to change in a way that will honor you. Amen? Father, thank you for the aha moment each of us here experienced who know you personally, and for every one of our members of Intentional Living who know you personally, they had an aha moment where you broke through and the Spirit of God elevated the need to the level of submitting themselves and ourselves to you. Lord, may we understand that those aha moments are available on a regular basis as your Spirit moves in our life. May we learn from these 10 things, take some of these in this new year, use them, leverage them, apply them to our lives, that we can have more aha moments, more change in a positive way, and to be more proactive, intentionally proactive in our relationship with you. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. And we're live back here in our Intentional Living studio. And this series this week on having more aha moments, perhaps you only caught a little bit of it, maybe just part of one day, maybe just part of today. Well, I want to say to our members, those who support the ministry every month, you know who you are as members of Intentional Living. You'll be receiving this entire series, Having More Aha Moments, on CD. It's coming your way. Thanking you for your monthly support. And for new members, by the way, if you join us today, come and be a part of the journey. We'd like to send this to you as our gift, along with our new member kit. It's a box with two of our best-selling books, the book I wrote on the power of one thing, one of the major themes of intentional living, and Star for Affection, a very encouraging, helpful, practical, intentional look at marriage. I don't mention often, but also we're slipping in there the one thing wristband, the little wristband that we wear here as a reminder, just nothing magical about it. There's no, you know, there's nothing on it. We haven't put anything on it to make it super special other than the words that say one thing, with the goal that you would put it on every day, and when you do, it would be a reminder of one thing that day that you're making as a priority for your life. Come and join us. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and thank you for your support. We got a Q&A session coming up here in just a moment. Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I heard a testimony the other day where a caller thanked Dr. Randy because, quote, intentional living saved my marriage, unquote. Now, Dr. Randy thanked him, but he also reminded him that it was the Lord who really saved his marriage. As a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, you can help us continue to have that kind of impact in marriages, families, and lives all over the world. Join today and you'll get the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains autographed copies of Dr. Randy's best-selling books, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the One Thing wristband. And every month you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate.
It was back in 2010. My father had passed away. I mean, he was the dad. I think he was the closest thing that you could get to God being right next to you on earth. I know all daughters think their fathers are their hero, but he really was my hero. 3 weeks after my father passed away, our house burned down unexpectedly in the middle of the night. At the time, my 4 grown children were living with me and my 101-year-old grandmother. I wasn't home at the time. Myself and my daughter worked third shift. My older boys were there. Their dog woke my oldest son up. He got his other brother out. My oldest ran into my grandmother's bedroom, who could not walk. The fire had started in her bedroom. He grabbed something and wrapped it around him. He ran in to get her. My son got burned going in. He said he got into her room and there were flames everywhere. He said there was a perfect ring around Grandma's bed. She just had the covers up over her nose and eyes. And my son said all she kept saying was, he said it'll be okay. She said it'll be okay. My son picked her up out of the bed, carried her out. He got burned going in and out. ended up in the hospital. My grandmother, there was not a mark on her other than a little soot. No smoke inhalation, no burns, no red marks, nothing. And I told my son, I said, you know what? I'm sure that was Jesus or God's angel, someone standing there, you know, telling Grandma, it's going to be okay. And it was. And during this time, there were other issues going on. One of my children had a drug problem that they were struggling with. And life really blindsided me. But I just want to let everybody know God is there. He is. Just hang on. Keep your head up. Say your prayers. And, you know, today, 4 years later, our lives are wonderful. They're not perfect, but everyone is okay. We're all living in a different house. Everyone has jobs. My child that had the drug problem is doing wonderful. It has been clean for over 2 years. Just hang in there. God is there with you. Just don't let go.
That's hope in action, isn't it? Taking the hope that we know we have in Christ, the hope in a person, that's Jesus, and then living that hope out in terms of the decisions that we make, the direction we take, and the next thing that we do, the next one thing. Sometimes they're not aha moments. They're like blindsided moments that she mentioned, but they can become aha moments in our life as well. At the end of each of our sessions, I pass the mic around and ask the staff to comment, in this case, on the list of the top 10. Which one did they relate to? Take a listen.
Just going along with number 10, the gut check, I'm so blessed to have a relationship with the Lord where he leads me and says, you know, it's like that alarm, that red light, like, don't go that way. Don't go that way. What are you doing? Cause, you know, stay over here. And I came across a quote last night because, you know, he gives you those aha moments and sometimes it's uncomfortable and you don't want to go his way because, oh, I don't know, I'm comfortable over here. But I saw this quote last night that was basically, you can stay over here where things are comfortable and warm. Or maybe you think it's a good spot, but you're really deteriorating inside and it's not causing you to go to a good place. Or you can go my way where you're going to see growth, you're going to see change, and things are going to be good. You just have to trust me. So that's what I think is learning to be proactive. And with those aha moments of stepping out in faith to be proactive, that's what I'm working on.
Good, Laura.
I think it was the 7 Habits of an Effective Life. Is that what it was? I read that book a long time ago, but one thing that stuck out to me was between an action and a reaction is there needs to be a thought. You need to actually, before you just react instinctively to things, which is what one thing that I do, I have a hard time with. Things just happen, I just react to it without actually processing what's happening and thinking about what, you know, what the reaction should be. Asking the questions, you know, taking time to pray, meditate, doing all those things before the reaction, I think will just change everything. And I think another thing too is that some people thrive on self-destruction. It's almost becomes a drug for them. It's like constantly going from crisis to crisis. It's like they don't know how to function otherwise. I've seen a lot of people like that. And I've, you know, I think that it just has to be a change of mentality to get out of that.
So I like number 3, good counsel, because 37 years ago, I found myself a young married woman and quickly became a parent as well. And all I saw was the self-inflicted moments. And I knew I didn't want to have the bickering marriage day by day. So Family Life Radio was my good counsel. And it was there for me every single day. And it was amazing to see how you can become blinded to the missing those aha moments and how we expect to take a pill and be rid of that problem. And yet there is good counsel, and we are blessed to be a part of that good counsel. And I don't ever get over that. And so to nurture that now, biographies are a huge part of my life. And so in looking at a biography, you can see the choices that people have made.
That's good. Well, my prayer for you all in 2018, based on what we're teaching here today and using this terminology, would be just more aha moments for you. Good ones. Sometimes the aha moment can be, thank you, Lord. It's a reminder we are going in the right direction. There can also be aha moments that are course corrections. Sometimes aha moments are even bigger course corrections. And the warning sign is you don't want to get over there if you don't have to. Because you know what? If you don't deal with it here, this is coming. It's like a train. It's coming. And it may be a year, 2 years, 5 years. It may not come until the end of your life, but eventually those self-inflicted moments in life will come. And that's what we don't want.
I intentionally decided to, with God's help, do something about my weight problem. And I have lost 70 pounds by moving, intentionally moving, and just learn to try to eat better and trying to be healthier and being sure to tell somebody what God's done for me along the way.
The intentional thing that I do for my husband, I tell him that I am so blessed to be his wife. That's what I do, and watch his face light up because I mean it.
I have a daughter who is 10 and a daughter who is 7, and we just always pray together before school, and it just makes the day go so much smoother, and we just want to start our day with praising God. I just want to say thank you for the support that you guys give us.
Well, you're welcome. We're glad to be able to do that, to share hope and putting some feet to hope so you can live intentionally in Christ. We're wrapping up this series on how to have more aha moments, and I appreciate your thoughts and the comments you're sharing with us on our storyline at 888-888-1717 and press number 2. I want to say thank you to the members of this ministry. Members are those who support the ministry financially each and every month. We have men and women who stand with us at $30 a month or $50 a month. And for example, here's some new members that have just recently joined us. Amy joined us from Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Here's Mary from Albuquerque. Thank you for your support. Here's Norma from Tucson. Here's Carrie from Carroll, Michigan. Appreciate that. Here's from Caucallen, Michigan, Craig and Debbie. Thank you for joining in support of the ministry. From Dearborn Heights, Michigan, Daniel, thank you for your support. These are individuals who have decided to step up and stand with us in support as members of the Intentional Living Center. And you'll receive a new member kit, which is two of our best-selling books from the ministry, and this month's teaching, Having More Aha Moments, the series we just concluded today, will be sent to you on CD, the entire series, as you come and join us. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And we'll look forward to hearing from you today. How do you defeat deception? We live in a, you know, talk about fake news today. How about deception that impacts our life? How do you defeat that? Well, our own Rod Robison, who's a part of our team, also an author and illusionist friends, will be joining us next time as we talk about defeating deception. We'll see you then.